tai kabe haruna kore be samsara basana mora kabe dura again hari hari ni tai kabe haruna kore me samsara basana mora kabe dura. Louder. Hari hari nitai kabe karuna korime samsara basana mora kabe dura. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jai Nitai, Jaya Go, Jaya Nitai, Jaya Go. Jaya Nitai, Jaya Go, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Sometimes our acharyas use the expression, a dwarf trying to capture the moon. And I think that nicely describes our attempts at speaking on this subject. So this will be our last discussion on this topic, although this topic is a completely unlimited topic. And there are many, many things we haven't touched on. I am a little worried that maybe some of you have indigestion because we've gone through a 20-course feast very, very quickly, without giving everyone some time to contemplate and digest things. But we did all this. The reason we're here is because of Sachinandan Maharaj. I have to say that. And we have to honestly say that if anything came out of our mouth, we don't even know what's been coming out. I don't understand the things that have been coming out. But they've come out because Maharaj is here. And his association, we get some inspiration. That's the truth.
No.
So, our first day, we spoke something about the crying of the soul for the Lord. The second day, we spoke about how when the living entity cries for Krishna, and Krishna manifests in the form of Guru. And then at a certain point, Krishna gives even more mercy by withdrawing that form externally as Guru, and putting the disciple in a piteous state of crying. And in the third day, we described something about the tattva of Virpalamba and Sambhog, and how that's present in various ways in the Lord's pastimes, and Ram Lila and Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. And then yesterday, we spoke about something, a very difficult thing to reach to and try to understand, the bhajan of Srimati Radharani, the separation from Krishna. And we spoke about how Krishna himself, to repay his debt, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had to take sannyas. Just as Radharani put herself in a dying condition, separation, to repay his debt to her, Krishna had to put himself in a dying condition. A dying condition in sannyas. And as he told Lokanath Goswami, he said, no one can understand. Speaking as Krishna, he said, no one can understand this mood of Radharani. Not my parents, not my friends, not anyone. And just as Radharani, in separation from me, she wears saffron, so I also have to do that. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we had to leave Mother Sachi. He had to leave Vishnupriya. He had to leave all of his dear companions in Navadvip because they couldn't understand Radha Bhav. And he had to take sannyas and go to Vipralambaketra, Jagannath Puri Dham, where he has a very unusual union with another Vipralamba Murti, another form of separation, which is Madhurja Rasaganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath. Jagannath is a combined form of Aishvarja, opulence, and Madhurja, sweetness. And Jugala Milan is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So we won't go in that direction in this talk. I had some idea to do that, but I think many of you may be familiar with Embankment of Separation and maybe some of the talks we've given previously about Jagannath Puri Dham and Lord Jagannath. If you're not familiar, then you can seek them out on your own. But today we had some desire to speak about Mahaprabhu's bhajan. And Maharaj Sachinanda Maharaj gave us an instruction yesterday that today we should try to collect all the threads that we've put out in the last few talks and bring them together in such a way that gives some meaning to us as individuals. So I'll try to do that. My revered spiritual master, he spoke many times about the bhajan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one lecture in Bhubaneswar, we were present at in 22nd of December, 1994. He said, Vipralamba Ras means separation from Krishna. That form is Gora, Swanama Priya. His own name is dear to him. He's Krishna, always chanting the name of Krishna. And then our Guru Maharaj, he would sing a very wonderful song.
Goranga bolite habe phula ka sharira. Goranga bolite habe phula ka sharira. Hari hari bolite nayane babe nira. Hari hari bolite nayane babe nira.
And he gave some comments on this song. If you utter the name of Goranga, Goranga, your whole body will be ecstatic. Why? Because Gora is always crying for Lord Hari. This is another meaning of this song. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. Hari hari bolite na yane babi nir. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's calling out the names of Hari, Hari. And he's having so many ecstatic symptoms. Gora is always crying for Lord Hari. Although he is Lord Hari, he's uttering his own name and shedding tears. He is a practical teacher. He has taught us. Krishna came in the form of Gora to teach us how to surrender to Krishna, how to develop bhakti. You have to cry for Krishna. Otherwise, you cannot get Krishna. On the 5th of March, 1993 in Bhubaneswar, Guru Maharaj said, Mahaprabhu's bhajan pranali, his system of bhajan is based on viraha, vipralamba bhav, the mood of separation. All our previous acharyas, their bhajan is based on viraha, vipralamba bhav, crying, 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 feeling pangs of separation, vipralamba bhav. This is Mahaprabhu's bhajan rahasya. This is Mahaprabhu's process. This is Mahaprabhu's bhajan rahasya. His very confidential bhajan. He said separation keeps prema alive. If there had been no viraha, then prema would have died an untimely death. Therefore, Krishna left Vrindavan to put the gopis headed by Radharani in the pangs of separation. That is his mercy. Otherwise, they can't get such premananda, the bliss derived out of prema. When we speak about Sachinandana Goda Hari and his purpose in coming, yesterday we mentioned briefly how the Lord has two purposes, a bahiranga karan, an external reason, and an antaranga karan, an internal reason. That external reason is for nam prachar, to preach the glories of the holy name. But Kaviraj Goswami, he speaks about this activity, which Krishna speaks about in Gita, paritranai sadhunam vinashaya tuduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And he says, this thing is external.
Evamcha yaiche Krishna prakacha kalam asura samhara samusanga prayojan Mata Chaitanya Krishna Purna Bhagavan Juga Dhamma Pravatana Nahi Dhamma Khan.
He says that establishing the Yuga Dharma was an incidental activity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't mean to hurt the feelings of any of the illustrious Vaishnavas here, but we shouldn't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose in coming was just to save me. Nor is his purpose in coming to preach about reincarnation and establish vegetarian restaurants. He had a much, much deeper purpose. He had an internal purpose. He wanted to taste the flavor of his own name. There's a wonderful story. And on one occasion, Krishna was sporting with Srimati Radharani in the Kunj. And then Radharani, she manifested her mood as Swadini Bhatrika, a mistress who gives instruction to her paramour, her lover. And Radharani told her, Krishna, I want you to decorate my feet with some kumkum. And Krishna became very ecstatic. Very, very nice, yes. So he started doing that thing. But seeing the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Krishna became so ecstatic that he could hardly do his service. His hand was trembling. Krishna was thinking to himself that this foot lack is has more benefit than me. Because this kumkum, this foot lack, it has the wonderful benediction of being able to reside in the lotus feet of Radharani. I would also like to. And then Krishna thought to himself, oh, my devotee, Narad Muni, he's told me that abhinatva nama namino, I'm none different from my name. So then Krishna, using that foot lack, he started writing his own name on Radharani's foot. And then Krishna, he thought to himself, it's not true. It's not true that the name is none different from me. Purvasmat parameva hanta koruna tatrapi janimahe. Rupa Goswami describes this very confidential thing in his Namastika. Actually, the holy name is getting more mercy than me. The name is more fortunate because the name is on Radharani's foot and I'm not getting that mercy. So the name is more merciful. The name is more fortunate. And Rupa Goswami says, Purvasmat parameva hanta karuna tatrapi janimahi. Between the vacho and the vachakam, or nam and nami, the name and the object of the name, the name is more merciful. So, this is the bhajan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The bhajan of Mahaprabhu is the bhajan of Srimati Radharani. And we described something of this yesterday. This is a very confidential thing. Our Guru Maharaj, he would sing this song.
Amara Bestana Kori Bala Sabe Hari Hari Jakona Parana Bahirai.
This is Radharani's dying instructions to her sakis. That you please take me to the bank of the Jamuna, place me into the Keli Kadamba tree, smear mud from the Jamuna all over my body, and write the names Sham, Sham, Sham Nam on my body. And then all of you gather around me. Amare Besana Kori. Bole Sabe. Hari Hari. Hari Hari. Jakona Parana Bahirai. And that way I'll leave my body. Our Guru Maharaj sometimes said that Mahaprabhu's bhajan is a desire for death. It's a very, very profound thing. Because Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. His bhajan is in that mood. Sometimes we hear some of the glories of the name of Srimati Radharani. I'd like to share a few of those glories with you. The Brahmavivarta Purana describes Radhyatevam chasam siddha rakaro dhanavachakaha dha nirvanam chitadhatri tena radha prakirtita. The holy name of Radha is fully accomplished in perfection as follows. The syllable Ra denotes dana, bestowal of a gift. And the syllable Dha indicates nirvana, liberation. Thus she who mercifully bestows liberation into the eternal kingdom of painlessness is called Radha.
Ra sabdocharanade vaspito bhavadi madhava dha sabdocharata paschad Davat Yeva Sasambramaha. Simply by vibrating the sound Ra. Bolo. Ra.
Sri Krishna's ecstatic jubilation fully blooms. And when he hears the sound Da, then he chases after the vibrator with great awe and reverence. It's a very wonderful thing. Just by chanting the name Radha, Krishna will come running after you.
Ra sabdam kurvatas trasto dadami bhaktim uttamam. Dha sabdam kurvata paschat yami shravana lobata.
Krishna himself says, the moment I hear the sound Ra from anyone's lips, I immediately grant them my supreme prema bhakti. But the next moment, when I hear the sound Dha, I completely lose myself and become intoxicated in Radhanam because of my great longing to hear the name of my beloved. I run after devotees who chant Radhanam. Very nice. So then a question comes. Why do we chant Hare Krishna? What's the point? Better we chant Radhe, Radhe. Once, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was at Radhakund. And some disciples came to him, and they said, Guru Maharaj, you know, such and such god brother, your disciple, he's very, very elevated. He's staying here at Radhakund, and he doesn't even chant the name of Krishna. He just chants, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And we know what will happen. He's very great. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he heard that, he said, that's okay. He said, but we have a better program. He said, following these verses, that if you chant the name of Radha, then Krishna will come. But we have a better program. We chant the name of Krishna. Radharani says, So he ke sunai lo shama nama kanera bitora dia marama pasilo go akula kori lo mora Najani kotiko madu shaman nama chigo vadane charite nahi pare So he came, sunai lo shamana. She says, Oh Sakhi, who made me hear the name of Sham? Sham Nam. As soon as it entered into my ears, through my heart, I became very agitated. I don't know how much nectar there is in the name of Sham. Japito, japito Nam. Ava sakarilo go, kemaneva pasaribo tare. I can't give up repeating it. When I repeat this name, I become overwhelmed. How can I forget it? This is the bhajan of Srimati Radharani. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, we have a better program. Sometimes devotees, they say, oh, I've read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that more merciful than the name of Krishna is the name of Gaur and Nittai. Why bother chanting Krishna Nam then? Let me chant the names of Gaur and Nittai. But a question comes. Why is it that Srila Prabhupada didn't tell us to do that? Why is it that our acharyas didn't tell us to chant Gauranam? Why did they tell us to chant Hare Krishna? This is a very confidential thing. Because we have a better program. There's a better program than chanting Gauranam. There's something even more merciful than chanting Gauranam. And what is that? Please try to understand. This is a very esoteric thing. That better thing is better than chanting Gauranam is pleasing Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, Jadiyama prati sneha take sabaka tabe krishna vyati rikta nagahibeya. Mahaprabhu told the devotees, if you love me, you love my instructions. If you love me, then you follow my instruction. Chant Krishna Nam and don't chant any other name. Why is he saying that? Perhaps Mahaprabhu is being very humble. Sometimes our Guru Maharaj, he spoke something which some devotees felt was very controversial. I'm going to repeat this. So if I say this, please don't get angry with me. He said that better we don't put a peacock feather on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna. You can do that. And also Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes he told devotees to do that. Perhaps for preaching, to show people that Gaura Nittai are Krishna and Balaram. So there's no harm in that sense. But we should know something. None of our acharyas ever did that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur flatly forbade it. And there's a reason. Because we can approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tell him, oh, you're Krishna. And he'll say, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. But if we do that, we're going to miss something very, very valuable. Because when he's in the mood of his devotee, he's Bhakta Rup, he's come to taste Radha Bhav. He gives more mercy in that mood. And therefore our acharyas, they don't do that. Because Mahaprabhu wants to cry for himself. His purpose in coming is to cry. To cry for Krishna. And if you tell him, oh, you are Krishna. Here, let me put a peacock feather on your head. Let me give you a flute. My grandmother once said, and break his knees. Make him threefold bending. Huh? Then if you tell him, you are Krishna, how can he cry for Krishna? You'll spoil all the fun. Mahaprabhu won't be able to cry for himself. So this is a very subtle point. What is our bhajan pranali? Mahaprabhu's bhajan pranali is to chant Krishna, Krishna, and cry. Our bhajan pranali also is to chant Krishna, Krishna, and cry. But there's a subtle difference. What is the purpose of our bhajan? This is the answer to your question, Mataji. It's described by Dhyan Chandra Goswami.
Dinarada prasadena Krishna praptir na jayate tata Sri Radhika Krishna smarinyosu samyuto.
Without the mercy of Radharani, one can never attain Krishna.
Therefore, one must remember them together as they are always nicely situated by each other's side.
And in the Bhavishya Purana, Krishna himself says, tells Narad Muni a very confidential thing.
Prema bhakto yadi shraddha mat prasadam yadichasi tada narada bhavena radhaya radhako bhava.
Krishna said, Narada, if you have faith in the process of prema bhakti and you wish to attain my mercy, then please become a worshipper of Radharani. In the mood of ecstatic emotion.
Similarly, the Narada Purana says, Satyam, Satyam, Puna, Satyam, Satyam, Eva, Puna, Punaha.
He's repeating something again and again.
Satyam means truth. Satyam means I vow.
Huh?
Satyam, Satyam, Puna, Satyam. Again and again I say this thing. Krishna's saying is, Satyam, Eva, Puna, Punaha. Vina Radha Prasadena Mat Prasadona Vidyate.
Unless you get the mercy of Radha, you can't get my mercy, Krishna says.
Nomi Krishna Sarupam. That Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we want his mercy. He's Mahavadanyaya because Krishna Prema Pradayate. But if we want his mercy, then we have to please him. We have to follow his instruction. And he says, don't chant any other name but Krishna. He's in the mood of Radharani, and Radharani, her mood, her instruction is, Amare Vistana Kori Bolo Sabe Hare Hare Jakona Parana Bahirai. I get pleasure, she says, my dear Sakis. I am in the mood of separation. I'm suffering so badly in separation from Shyam. So if you chant Shyam Nam, then there's some union, some sambhog. This is Radharani's instruction to her sakis. And this is our kirtan. We're not doing kirtan for Krishna. Krishna doesn't hear our voice. We're not so important. But we're doing a giant mass kirtan. It's a kirtan with our Gurudev. It's a kirtan with all of our previous acharyas who all have the form of Sakhi Manjaris. And they're doing kirtan for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. And they've come in Gaura Leela. This Rupa Manjari's come in Gaura Leela as Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami and his associates of Mahaprabhu, they're doing Krishna Kirtan for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu who's in Radha Bhav to help mitigate the feelings of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling. So,
This is a circle. This is a result of our Atmakrandana. Our Atmakrandana means that we come to our Gurudev. Krishna sends us Guru. And that Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, is the associate of Mahaprabhu. He says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. He's not by himself. He says Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also includes Guru. So our Gurudev comes and he tells us, Krishna, Krishna, Bole. You do Krishna Kirtan. You assist me. Because we want to mitigate the feelings of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is suffering from. This is Manjari Bhav. This is a very, very high thing. This is our bhajan. This is the Hare Krishna movement. This is why we don't chant the names of Gaura Nittai or even the name of Radha. We have something better to do. We're assisting our Gurudev. And in that bhajan, with our Gurudev, there's also union. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is two opposites in one container, Vipralamba and Sambhog, he's union and separation together in one container. Oil and water, fire and water, two opposites in one place. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya, there's union. He's Radha and Krishna combined. And a separation, because Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. He's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who's crying and crying in separation from Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Rahasya Bhajan Pranali. Bhajan Rahasya. This is his confidential bhajan. He's Krishna come in the mood of Radha and crying for himself and the feelings of separation. He's crying and crying and crying. And our bhajan rahasya, our confidential bhajan is that we're assisting in that by chanting Krishna Nam. And just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing union and separation, Maharaj spoke about this yesterday, that Vipralamba, Vipralamba means attaining something at a distance by crying and crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's crying for himself, but in that crying and calling out the names of Hari, Hari, he's meeting himself. And our bhajan is also union and separation. Nanama sadrisam jnanam, nanama sadrisam vritam, nanama sadrisam jnanam, nanama sadrisam phalam, nanama sadrisatyago, nanama sadrisam sama, nanama sadrisam punyam, nanama sadrisigati, nam eva parama muktir, nam eva paramagati, nam eva parama shantir, nam eva paramastiti, nam eva parama pritir, nam eva paramasmiti, nam eva karanam janto, nam eva pravarevacha, nam eva parama Radio Nameva Padamo Guru. This verse from the Adi Purana is quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas. My Guru Maharaj has translated this. The name is everything. There is no knowledge, no religious vow, meditation, or any other attainment that is equal or superior to the name. Neither renunciation, control of the mind, dhyan, any meritorious deed, or the highest aspiration is equal to or higher than the name. It is the name alone that is the highest form of liberation. It is the name alone. It is the ultimate end in life. Nam eva paramagati. The name is the highest kind of peace. Taking shelter of the name alone is the highest welfare. Taking shelter of the name is the highest devotion. Taking shelter of the name alone is the ultimate end of knowledge. Attachment to the name alone is the highest love. Recalling the name alone is a true remembrance. The name alone is a root cause of all being, and the name alone is a soul master. The name alone is the highest type of worship, and the name alone is the highest among all gurus. Yo mantra saguru sakshad, yo guru sahari swayam.
The Vamana Kalpa, quoted in Bhaktisandarbha, describes that your mantra is your Gurudev. There's no difference. Our Gurudev is there in the mantra that he's given us. And our Gurudev is not different from Lord Hari. Therefore, Rupa Goswami describes in Padyavali, Ata Guru Shri Padadvanda Bhaktim. Someone asked me yesterday, how do we attain bhakti to our Gurudev? Very easy thing. Rupa Goswami says, by chanting Krishna Nam. Because the holy name gives us devotion to our Gurudev. The holy name, our Gurudev is present there. He gave us that name. We're chanting that name on his order. So he's present in his order. And he's present there because Krishna is never separate from his devotee. Our Gurudev is also there. So in that way, our bhajan and separation from our Gurudev is also union. And our bhajan of separation is union with our Gurudev. He's there. And we should have faith in that. That's our everything. And this bhajan and union, this union and separation, this is the mood of the gopis, the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mood that Mahaprabhu tastes in Navar Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri Dham, which is Vipralamba Ketra, the place of separation. There, in Jagannath Puri Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tastes separation from Krishna in two ways. You can read a couple of relevant verses from Govinda Lilamrita. Pranahi jana visritam shihare bhukta sistam tadagara madhumishtam takarana bishunstam nijani kila ganishtam radhaya neta distam nitam api chatada siddhakshayam bantanenam. Although there was only a little bit of it, there seemed to be no end to the rice and vegetables that were served to Radha and her girlfriends, because those rice and vegetables were the remnants of Sri Hari, sweetened by his lips, desired for by the whole world, touched by Hari's hands, and looked upon by Radharani's eyes. Ramana kavala sistam saminalam maralaya kisalya kulyam enya srimarandam brahmanyaha amritam miva chakrayash chandavam radhikadya mumudur adikam anam prasya krishna vishtam. Srimati Radharani found unlimited bliss in relishing Krishna's remnants, just like a swan tasting a nice lotus stem left over by her husband, or a doe tasting fresh sprouts, a bee tasting honey, or a chakori bird tasting the nectar of the moon. On one occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he received Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. Antilila chapter 16 of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that. And when he got that Mahaprasad, what did he do with it? He sent some of it to Ramananda Roy, the Sarvabhaumavacharya, Swoop Damodar, and all the other devotees. Prasade rasorabhya madhuja kore aswadana alokika aswade sabara vishramita hoila. As they tasted the uncommon sweetness and fragrance of the prasadam, everyone's mind was struck with wonder. Aswadadure rahu jara gande mataman apanna bina anya madhuja karavishman. Aside from the uncommon taste, even the fragrance of Jagannath Prasad pleases the mind. It makes one forget any other sweetness beside its own. Mahaprabhu said,
Tate drabye krishna daraspasha hoila adare raguna sabha ihate sancharila.
Therefore, it's to be understood that the spiritual nectar of Krishna's lips has touched these ordinary ingredients and transferred to them all their spiritual qualities.
Alokika ganda smada anya vismaran mahamada kahoyae Krishna dhera guna.
A fragrance and taste that are uncommon, greatly enchanting, and that make one forget all other experiences are the attributes of Krishna's lips.
Oneka supriteha honayachi samprapti sabye asvada koro kori mahabhakti.
This prasadam has been made available only as a result of many, many pious activities. Now, he said, all of you taste it with great faith and devotion.
Hari dvani hare sabe koila swadana swadite preme mata haile sabaraman.
Loudly chanting the name Hari, 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 all of you taste this prasadam. And Mahaprabhu said, Kaviraj Goswami said, as they tasted it, their minds became mad in the ecstasy of love. This is Gopi Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing union with Krishna in two ways, many ways, but in two ways, by chanting Krishna Nam and by taking the remnants of Krishna's prasadam. Jagannath Puri Dham is a place of separation. It's just like being in Vrindavan, but dreaming that you're in Dwarka. That's a very big subject. It means Nava Vrindavan of Alita Madhav. But it's Vrindavan. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu can't taste Radha Bhav. But it seems like Dwarka and Krishna's left. We're very fortunate. By the mercy of my revered spiritual master, we've been granted some residence in Sri Ketra, Jagannath Puri Dham. And sometimes we think that the residents of Vrindavan, they're always suffering in separation from Krishna. And sometimes Krishna, knowing the separation that the gopis were feeling from him, to mitigate their feelings of separation, Krishna would send some of his own remnants, his Mahaprasadam. So before we came here to Braj, we were thinking, oh, we're going to meet with so many Braj Basis, all of you who are here doing Nam Bhajan at the feet of Giri Govardhan. And you all must be feeling so much separation from Krishna because he left Vrindavan. And so to help mitigate your feelings of separation, we brought all of you some Jagannath Mahaprasad. So Krishna Kund, can you please distribute some of this? Get some helpers. Bhagadatta Prabhu, could you help? And maybe we can sing this song if you still have the song sheet from yesterday.
Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jane Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jane Mosamo Patanto Prabhu Nahi Tri.
the next word?
Dante china dorigora daki hejanara Dante china dorigora daki Shoama Ridaya Mandire
Everyone together
Goranga Karuna Koro Jaridoya nakuribe patita dakia patita pavanama kisera
Everyone call out.
Goranga karuna koro dina hi jane Mo samho prabhu nahi jane Pori chiba vatu fane nahi kane Goranga karuna koro Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasi Rana Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasi Rana Goranga karuna koro dina hinajane No samho patita prabhu nahi jivuva
Louder!
Goranga karuna koro dina hinajane No samho patita prabhu Gora hai, gora hai, gora hai, gora hai. Jai Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jai Nityananda Ram. Guru Dev, Guru Dev,
Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
So thank you very much. This is our bhajan in separation from Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Śrī Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki Go Prema Nandi Hari.